It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I'm proud to have the folks at Mystic Lubricants back here helping make our broadcast on the Digest possible. And they would tell you that they are proud to be a part of what you do out there in American agriculture, farmers and ranchers. Mystic Lubricants for many years have been keeping machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. We're talking about their products like JT6 Grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. As Mystic points out, no matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to go to work for you. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer on their website. Yep, it's the same as it used to be, mysticlubes.com. And it's spelled the same, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Voters in a few states can go to the polls today. That includes in our region, North Dakota and Wisconsin. There are two special elections in Wisconsin that'll be watched closely for any indication of a possible blue wave that the state's Republican governor warned about earlier this spring. From This Week in Agribusiness, the crop condition ratings of the corn and soybean crops slipped ever so slightly in the past week. The corn crop, 77% good to excellent. Soybeans, 74%, both down just one percentage point. Now, Missouri is a notable exception in how crops look. The corn there is just 56% good to excellent. Now, that's about the same as a year ago, but that's an 11 percentage point drop in Missouri in 1 week's time. Watching the president's news conference from Singapore earlier this morning, I was thinking about the kind of place Singapore is, recalling a trip through there on an agricultural trade mission a few years ago. Do you know much about Singapore? It ranks among the top places in the world for the quality of life, their education, their health care, personal safety. I remember those were the things that were stressed in our short time there, but their punishment has been the thing I've never forgotten about Singapore. It was there in the early 90s that a kid from the Midwest got in trouble for alleged vandalism. In Singapore, they charged 18-year-old Michael Fay, now this was back in 1994, with spray painting the car of a judge, and they ordered his punishment as caning. The U.S. government tried to step in, saying the punishment was too severe for vandalism by a teenager. The boy was caned anyway, as I recall. I remember folks in Singapore explaining to me why they had no drug problem. Drug pushers, one tour guide told me, are executed. And I posted on Twitter this morning a picture of the stamp that the government put in my passport upon arrival there several years ago. It said, "Warning, death for drug traffickers under Singapore law." Well, I can tell you it sure got our attention. Now, that was several years ago. I think they've softened their punishment some. In reality, few people are executed in Singapore. Only 8 last year. More than 1,500 were executed in a much more populous country, China. We executed 23 last year. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.